Salute to my bro, 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio. You now tuned in with your boy, Nun Nun, from the Hunger Games, North Carolina. Y'all go hit that subscribe button, man. You know what time it is, T7M Radio.
Yo, 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 we are live. We are popping. Y'all already know what time it is and how we give it up. Welcome back, Season 3, Episode 1 of the Culture, T7M Radio. We back bringing it home. We live streaming on the YouTube channel. I am your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in with me. Joining me, of course, from out California, we got the journalist of T7M Radio. We got Brother Jeff always in the building with me. Jeff, Brother Jeff, what's popping, my G?
Brother Seven, good afternoon, brother. Good afternoon. We are back.
Yes, sir. We are definitely live and direct. We cooling. Man, another fucking year, man. Season 3. This is the third year in when it comes to the culture, man. Feeling good. It's crazy.
Man, who would have thought? Who would have thought? But that's what they say about perseverance, brother. You know that. You know what has gone on behind the doors.
No question, but we here now, man. So y'all already know what time it is. It's time to embrace debate. We got a couple things to talk about. So callers, y'all call up, man, 347-989-8102. Again, that's the number, 347-989-8102. Join us. Again, we live streaming on YouTube right now, the T7M Radio YouTube channel. We definitely live streaming. We definitely appreciate all the support, all the subscribers. And if y'all on Facebook, man, I see everybody talking about what's going to be the new Facebook debate group because the whole unbiased situation or whatever. But, you know, there's plenty of battle rap groups out there. T7M Radio definitely got a popping debate group 24/7. So if y'all on Facebook, make sure y'all join us at the T7M Radio Facebook debate group, man. We love to chop it up with y'all. And all that good shit, man. We got a couple things to talk about, man. We're going to lock in B-Dot versus Loso. It's going down Bullpen Battle League. They also just announced K-Shine versus Bad News. This is going to be so crazy going down in October. The Streets is already on a YouTube channel giving predictions. Salute to all of y'all on the live stream. We're going to be breaking this down, B-Dot versus Loso. We also got to talk Chilla Jones, man. I want to put Chilla Jones under the microscope, Brother Jeff. I know this is your guy, but... You know, me and K-Dos from K-Dos Media, we were talking off air yesterday, and we were kind of breaking down some of the schemes that Chilla Jones had. And your boy, man, is just saying, like, he's not even a human being, man. The shit that he come up with his wordplay, is crazy, man. I don't know if Chilla Jones might actually have the best pen game in battle rap. We're going to have to kind of debate this and break this down and see if we can get to the bottom of this because it was just bananas, and I was trying to get some of the bars to play on the show so we could kind of listen to some different schemes and debate and compare, but the server's having some type of problem, so I wasn't able to upload the bars, but it's undeniable, yo, his pen game is crazy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I've rode with Chilla for some years, man, and I caught heat all along the way, so maybe this is the beginning of a mind changing for a lot of people if it gets broken down correctly.
Well, we definitely going to see what it is, man. My guy Soldier the Problem, he got Loso 2-1. Niggas know B-Dot going to have to bring it. And I'm not sold on B-Dot. I know B-Dot got a great skill set as far as talent-wise, but, you know, I'm not really sold on B-Dot. I feel like B-Dot got a lot of work to do. He was throwing that retirement shit out there. And I'm like, how the fuck is you retiring and you ain't really did shit? So, you know, I think it's going to be a great battle with him and Loso, though. I'm not going to sit up there in front. This is the Fade event. It's going down October 21st down in Atlanta, hosted by the Bullpen Battle League. Shout out to John John and them guys down there. And also Bad News versus K-Shine. Yes, sir. The lines are lit right now. I'm going to go ahead and take some calls in a couple minutes, man. Just a couple reminders, I believe, as far as battles. I think Averb versus Sharon was supposed to drop today on the King of the Dot. So y'all stay on the lookout for that. I still have not locked into this Big Cannon prep battle. Niggas keep telling me I have to watch this battle. They trying to tell me Big Cannon did my man dirty. I ain't trying to go there with it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to watch that one either, but it is definitely on deck because I was out of the loop on that, man. I didn't even know that it was upon us. So I'm definitely going to have to check that out as well.
No doubt, man. And also, if y'all have not done so already, make sure y'all check out that Mr. Mills versus Averb. That was a dope battle. I definitely got to check out a little bit of that. I haven't watched the whole battle, but from what I'm seeing, this is a verb that was serious. I like this verb. And we talked about this yesterday, Brother Jeff. As long as Verb gets somebody, you know, that's credible, you know, I think we can see, you know, still see a good Verb. I think the jury is still out for my guy, Captain Mark.
Well, you know what? You might be right, because I wasn't thinking this way a few weeks ago, but it may just seem that he's holding back the punches for somebody that he feels deserves them. So there might be a case to this, brother.
You already know. Well, let's get into these predictions, man. We're about to reach out to the streets. We got Brooklyn in the building. Look like this the homie Flashy in the building. Brooklyn in the house. Flashy, what's popping, my G?
What's good, bro?
Oh, man, we cooling, man. Salute to you.
What's up, Brother Jeff?
How you doing, brother? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
All right.
So what are we doing, fellas? Before we get into the predictions, I'm going to give the fellas a couple more minutes to call up, and we can get it on. Maybe we can get a little roundtable discussion going. Again, man, this is the Culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell Callers. Y'all call up, man. It's Season 3, man. Episode 1, we back at it, 379-89-8102. What we doing with Chilla Jones, Flashy? Does he truly have the best pen in battle rap? Or is he just one of the best?
He has one of the best pens in battle rap. Like, Chilla Jones' pen is superior because he actually put scheming on the map, because the people, a lot of battlers actually style-wise favor Chilla's style. So he has one of the best pens in battle rap. I think he's very underrated. He don't get the much credit as he deserves. And I feel it's because he's not on the URL stage.
Okay. Now let me ask you this, because it's interesting that you brought that up. Now, even though Chilla Jones is not on the URL stage, Chilla Jones have gotten a lot of good looks from a lot of names on other platforms like RBE and King of the Dot. When you look at his fellow teammate, the Writer's Block, those are some of the most elite. Those are some of the most elite pens, and he's pretty much battled all of them on King of the Dot and RBE.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know if so much of it's the platform. I'm looking at it like Chilla Jones, when it comes to these elite battles with these big-time guys, he don't win. He don't win.
Like, as far as, like, when he battled DNA, that was a lackluster battle. When he battled Cortez, it was a lackluster battle. So I see your point on that. But I also feel like if he was, like, for example, if you put Chilla Jones on a Born Legacy against – almost anybody, I think he would dominate.
Yeah, he looked right sharp against Prep the last time we seen him on URL. He looked sharp against Prep, and he looked pretty decent against the Saga too. But I'm just looking at guys like Danny Myers and Daylight and Conceited and Math. Well, he did pretty well against Math, but you know, B Magic, JC. Mm-hmm.
He did great against Arsenal.
He did exceptionally well versus Arsenal. I think people are really giving Chilla a lot of credit for showing new aggression. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It kind of took
aggressive
me a minute.
Chilla's good.
You like that?
When Chilla's aggressive, he's very dangerous. Because we saw that against Prep. We saw somewhat on against Onai. We saw that against the Saga, and we saw that against Arsenal. When he's focused and aggressive, he's hard to beat.
So, Brother Jeff, let me ask you, where are we putting at Chilla Jones in a top five ranking? Where are we putting Chilla Jones, in your opinion, in as far as best pen games, period? Is he number one, or does he fit in the top five bill? Where exactly, Brother Jeff, are you going to put Chilla?
Man. I have said this for the longest, and I will continue to say it. Chilla Jones' pen is, in fact, top five. It's just unfortunate that these days we take the rap out of battle rap and replace it with how well you perform while you're saying nothing. Today's culture, I'm telling you, is filled with fans that don't even have the patience to listen to a complete scheme. And that's, I think, where he falls short. And it's no fault to him, but people just don't have patience. And I don't know what that's about. But to answer your question, this second, I'm going to say third or second.
Third or second?
Third.
Now, the disrespect is spilling all through the YouTube live stream. The disrespectful one, J.O., is on the live stream saying Chilla Jones is corny. What you got to say about that, brother?
I would expect nothing less from J.O. That is J.O. being J.O. from day one. I don't expect anything else. As a matter of fact, if he said Chilla was dope, I would have you send the authorities to give him a check for DNA because it would an imposter. Absolutely.
What about you, Flashy? What number in top five, what number, I guess, would you kind of pinpoint Chilla Jones when it comes to this pen thing?
I would put him as, like, number three.
Number three?
Yeah, I'll put him as number three. I think...
Who do you got before him?
I will put Lux and Quantum Physics above him.
I respect you for saying Quantum Physics. I definitely respect you for going there because he is definitely one of them.
I respect him as well. I definitely respect that too.
Yeah, people like to sleep on Quantum Physics, but his creativity and his pen is crazy. I always respected him, even back in Grindtime era. I always respected Quantum Physics pen.
Well, shout out to Chilla Jones, man. Well, matter of fact, let's go ahead before we get off of this Chilla Jones topic. Let's stay in New York. We got Grail in the building. Grail, what's popping, my guy?
You already know, my nigga. What's popping? Grail, so bad.
What's good, bro?
My guy. What's shaking, bro?
Chilling.
Grail, what we doing with Chilla Jones, yo? Is he got the best pen game in battle rap or what? What we doing with Chilla?
Oh. God, we doing this shit early, my nigga.
I mean, that's how you feel?
Don't be disrespectful, nigga. Bro. Don't be disrespectful, bro.
Yo, this nigga takes some of the most lackluster battles. I don't know what's up with him no more, my nigga. Yo, this nigga just battled some nigga named Madflex. Do y'all care? Anybody up here care?
And I'm looking at his resume. I'm looking at the resume.
He has a great resume.
He does have a great resume. I cannot deny that. 33 battles, and he averaged a little over 350 views per battle. Is he
and
top
he's about
tier
to battle
to you,
Mr.
Grail?
Mills this Saturday.
He's going to get smoked by Mr. Mills. Let's no debate.
Let's not do that.
Mr. Mills is going to smoke Chilla Jones. Watch your mouth. You see what he just did to Avert? What are you talking about?
I feel Avery was good against Mr. Mills.
See, brother Jeff, Avery has been slacking so long that when he shows a little bit of effort, niggas want to give. It's like this Conor McGregor effect. Conor got his ass whipped Saturday, and all I'm hearing on TV is how great a job Conor
is. No, that's
the
only person who's been saying that is Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is smoking. It needs to be drug tested. He's on something because I don't know what fight he was watching, but it wasn't the same fight everybody else was watching.
I hear that.
Skip
well, let me ask you this.
Never liked. Skip is
never at
never
all.
Liked.
Never liked him at all, or LeBron. But getting back to Chilla Jones, are you putting Chilla Jones as a top tier or mid tier artist, Flashy?
He's a top tier.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yo,
what about
I
you?
I said it.
Grail, it seemed like you just disagree with no question where you stand at with Chilla Jones being mid tier, top tier. J.O. said mid-tier. J.O. said mid-tier. My man D. Hughes say Chilla Jones rap like he discouraged, man. Y'all being so disrespectful tonight. Good night.
He hasn't been rapping like that lately. He's changed his style up.
So you're sold on this aggression. You're sold on the new Chilla Jones aggression, Flashy. That's what you're telling me.
I've been seeing it for the last, like I could say, like a year and a half. He changed his style up. He, and also, too, he's not really – like his schemes has kind of whittled down. He kind of dumbed down his bars. He doesn't really rap as intricate as he used to be.
Thanks.
Well, we're going to see, man. Shout out to Chilla Jones. Yo, this is the coach of T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell, man. We got the fellas up on deck, man. We about to break down and give out predictions for B-Dot versus Loso, the YouTube live stream.
Oh, that's an easy prediction right there.
Well, who you got flashing with Loso and B-Dot?
I got the conscious one. 2-1, clear.
You got B-Dot? Wow.
Clear. He's going to talk to Loso soul.
Well, I think I have to agree with that. If Loso couldn't beat Gems, I'm not sold that Loso's going to beat B-Dot. But this is a home game for Loso, so you don't feel no pressure with that. This is a home game for Loso. This is not B-Dot's
home. That's also Atlanta. You know, predominantly black. You know, B-Dot's going to talk to his people.
B-Dot better watch his mouth coming out, L-A-T-O. What about you, Grail? Who you got between B-Dot and Loso going down October?
Clear
2-1
for B-Dot.
2-1 B-Dot. J.O. say he got Loso 2-1. J.O.
is out of his mind.
Yeah, I don't see how Loso going to beat B-Dot. D. Hughes say Styles make battles. Loso is going to bring enough. I got Loso 2-1. And Loso over Jay Murdy, he said.
I don't got that.
I don't got that either. I like Jay Murdy.
That's not gonna be an easy battle for Loso against Jay Murdy.
Not at all. But that's not gonna be an easy battle for Jay Murdy either. That's gonna be a great battle. I like that. I actually like that.
Yeah, it is.
J.O. said he's gonna be in the building for that one. No doubt. Well, I'm going with I agree with the majority of y'all. I think it's gonna be a good battle, but I do got B-Dot.
The next battle is disrespectful to Kayshawn.
Let's talk about it, man. Bad News was announced today. Bad News locked in versus Kayshawn on the same card. I'm not gonna say it's disrespectful because Kayshawn done took so many bags when they come in the battle rap. So why not give Bad News a shot? You know, so it's a good look. I'm not gonna front on them like that, but. I don't see no competition in this, man. I see this as being, you know what I mean? Flashy. I just feel like this is a zip up, like zip them up.
Zip them up, get them the fuck out of here.
Brother Jeff, are you hip to Bad News? I don't know if you hip to Bad News, a kid from Bullpen Battle League.
You know, I am hip to him, but, you know, I'm not totally hip to him. I can appreciate Kayshawn giving him the look, but I think for this particular case, it's a case of choosing an opponent that you know you're going to smoke, but you look good because you gave him the shot.
Great point. Grail. Great way to put it.
Grail, because see, J.O. is being too damn disrespectful. I don't know if you must not be on the live stream right now because J.O. is getting out of hand. J.O. said that. Yeah, Mr. Bellamy. He said Bad News beat Loso clearly.
No, he didn't.
Bad
News Loso
did not beat Loso
won.
Clearly. That was a debatable battle.
Let me tell y'all something. Donald Trump needs to build a wall for J.O. to keep all his battle rap opinions out of the battle rap community. That's the type of wall Donald Trump should be building. This is just unconstitutional. This is crazy.
I will invest in the brick.
J.O.'s being disrespectful. I don't know what he's talking about. What did Bad News do in that battle besides pocket check Loso?
Thank you. That was it.
Yo, when J.O. speak about battle rap, that shit got to go through a scanner. Like, you know what I mean?
J.O. said, when the fuck last time Kayshawn been on some elite status shit?
Come on, but you comparing Bad News to Kayshawn? You think Kayshawn ain't
going to rap on Bad News? But why J.O. act like Kayshawn didn't just beat on Rex? Like, just have a great performance against Rex.
Exactly.
Jo fronting on niggas.
Keyshawn don't even have to bring his A game. He could bring his B game and he'll still beat Bad News. Like what?
Yeah.
That's disrespectful, man.
If Keyshawn came the way he came against Kyle Law, he would beat Bad News.
Easy, clear.
I don't see no way Keyshawn is gonna lose this battle.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it gets to a point. I think Keyshawn really could give a round away. Like he could just give him a round.
Yeah, I think so too. To be nice, to be nice to Georgia.
Now hold up. My man KTL did make a good point. Bad News did beat on Suge. See, I'm telling
that,
you, yo, it seems like on bullpen, yo, it can fucking happen, yo.
But that's Suge, though. Like, I'm not really big on Suge.
Wait. What do you mean with that Suge, though? Are you being disrespectful to the MVP?
Keyshawn is better than Suge. What? Suge is like the last place in New Jersey.
Yo, Shotgun Suge is better than MVP. You watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
What happened with Suge against Keyshawn?
Like, didn't you see what Surf did to Suge? Surf was going to 3-0 Suge, and he had people throw a bottle.
You seen what Sean did to Suge?
Yeah, like, what? Suge is trash, a little low-key. Like.
Now Loso had a great performance against DNA. J.O. just mentioned that. I forgot. Yo, we cannot sleep on Loso and Bad News on bullpen. I'm sorry. They have had elite names and they have performed exceptionally well. We cannot front on them.
Yeah, you're right. But like you said Suge, like Suge is some legend. What?
Wait a minute. Why are you being so disrespectful to Suge tonight?
Suge is in last place when it comes to Jersey. He's not above Arsenal, Surf, or Red.
He beat Surf. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't beat Surf. Surf clearly won the first. Surf clearly beat him. He knew. Come on, stop it. Don't be disrespectful to Surf. Free Surf.
Don't be disrespectful to Suge. Suge is better than Sirius Jones, too.
All Suge has is what you call it, what you know about, and pocket checks. That's it.
Sean versus Sharon on bullpen. Sean versus Sharon on bullpen.
But that's not fair because Sharon beats people, though. That's not fair. Sharon beat Shotgun Suge.
Is that when he slapped Sharon?
That is true.
Is that when he slapped Sharon?
Yeah, but Sharon had
a great two-on-two.
Sharon had a great angle for, he beat Sean. He definitely beat Sean.
Yeah,
to me, one-on-one. And I feel like Sharon beat Rock.
My man D. Hughes said, one of y'all smoking heavy
Absolutely.
Dust. I agree. One of y'all are getting high. I think it's more than one D. Hughes of these niggas getting high on the show tonight. It's ridiculous. I got to drop this.
Sharon beat Tay Rock too.
Yeah.
Yo, you're not going to do this on the show tonight.
I did do it. Why? Remember, Sharon, in 2 weeks, Hollow's going to make Tay Rock better in 2 weeks.
Please.
Sharon did Tay not
Rock
beat
already,
Tay Rock.
Tay Rock already beat one Don. I'm not right about this Hollow shit. Nothing. He already killed one Don.
You know, Seven, you didn't watch. You know that battle was trash. John versus Tay Rock. That battle was trash.
No,
come on.
That was a good Tay Rock. I like Tay Rock in that battle.
That battle was trash.
Don't front on my man. My man Tay Rock never have no trash performances. You're sleep. You're bugging.
Yes,
you see what he did to your boy JC? You see what he did to JC? You cut it out.
You mean arguably the best in the world?
Beat the fuck, please. Oh, yo, you're killing me with this JC shit. You're really killing me.
Yeah,
Lux is entertaining this crap.
Because Lux is one of the greatest, and he knows JC's nasty.
You know what Lux do to guy, bro.
Lux got to see JC than Averb.
Yo, you know what Lux do to Midwest niggas. I don't know. JC's a different Midwest nigga though. A different Midwest nigga right
now. Oh, no, kid.
Whatever. We've seen JC battle. Chef Trez, Big K and
what about his other battles, though? What about his other battles, though?
What about him? Y'all niggas stuck in 2012 with this Chilla
Jones
battle.
When he was at RBE, he wasn't dropping classics?
Classics? What classic JC had in RBE?
JC versus Craig Lamar, JC versus Big Ken,
wow.
And JC versus Mr. Mills.
Wow.
Those were nice.
Wow.
Those was good. Definitely. Those were
classics, though. Those were fucking classics.
They were classics. What are you talking about? So let me guess,
Flashy. So, Bob, you just started watching battle rap yesterday. Like, how do you like the sport? Tell me. How do you enjoy the sport?
I like that.
Before we get out of here, fellas, we got to get into the elephant in the room. We got to break this down, yo, because it has just been on fire, the whole situation going down with these fucking bloggers and now Chris Unbiased with new charges and the whole Battle Truth situation and all. Like, what's your thoughts,
yeah, I
man,
get into
about
that.
What's going on? Get into it. What's your thoughts?
I think Chris Unbiased is a sick human being. I feel like he's guilty, and what I heard as a father, I think is disgusting, and I think he should rot in jail.
Now, what if it's not true?
That's a two. To me, how the evidence looks, it looks like. I'm sorry. I think he's guilty. I'm sorry. It's too much. They're adding charges to it. It's not like they're taking charges away. They're adding charges.
Nah.
Two rapes. Nah.
Yo, I love, you know what I love about this whole scenario with Chris Unbiased? His Facebook group. If you go in his Facebook group, and if you see the support system that he has in there is just unreal. Like, you got people saying, well, if you don't like Chris, why are you in this group? It's a battle rap group. Niggas are not in Unbiased for Chris Unbiased. It's a battle rap group. I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
I be so lost and confused with these admins and these people in these groups, and they be like, I be like, yo, what are y'all not thinking about? What the fuck y'all be saying? And then y'all be
they're not in touch with reality.
Not at all. Not at all. Grail, what you got? Any reactions to the whole Chris Unbiased shit?
Yeah. Because until I see something that say that man and do that, Chris Unbiased out here touching females and pretend fuck Chris Unbiased.
So you got Chris Unbiased guilty until proven innocent?
Yo, until I see something that say, nah, you ain't do that, fuck Chris Unbiased.
My only thing is, yo, we've seen people get accused of rape before, lied on, shit like that. I've just never seen somebody get a collection of these fucking charges.
Exactly.
And nothing. It's just too much.
Sodomy, less than a 10-year-old child? Come on, man.
But see, the thing about that, and that's another funny thing about it. He was charged with sodomy or something in regards to a 10-year-old child. So the charge not necessarily meant that it was a child. It was like an either-or situation. But it doesn't make a difference. I mean, if you violate it, don't make it. If it was a child or an adult,
exactly.
I mean, there should be no – niggas shouldn't be looking at this thing any different way because of the language on the document. Like, if he violated,
exactly,
you know, somebody,
right,
he violated. And sodomy, I mean, you fucking somebody in the ass.
On,
you fucking
on,
somebody
man.
In the ass. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know.
That's what I'm
I don't know,
about.
But I just find the Facebook group funny, and now – they scrambling, trying to figure out, create a new group and or create a new name, or all this shit. You know, it don't matter.
The Battle Truth situation is funny too.
Now, Battle Truth to me takes the cake. Well, I ain't gonna say takes the cake, but that is,
he's a contradiction of a lot of things. Like, you want to, you said God told you to take down the blogs, but then you have the next blog saying it's all kill shots. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
The blogs were funny, though. I'm not going to lie. His blogs were so funny. But the thing about it is, I be wondering, I guess niggas be doing this shit for new fans, because everything these niggas be saying about each other, we've been new about this shit. This shit
exactly.
Ain't nothing new. All that shit he was
like,
saying about angry fans, this shit is nothing
seven.
New.
He didn't go to sleep. He was blogging for 24/7, like the whole day.
But look, yo, you got 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 niggas watching that shit. Even with this nigga being, you know, accused of stealing or buying subscribers, stealing money, not doing shirts, having a fake family, that nigga numbers never change. Like, it's the fans, yo. It's the fans. Niggas can't blame no bloggers and none of that. It's just the fans, niggas.
Yeah,
that's it,
these fans is weird. Some of these fans is really different.
Yo,
like,
we
I'm
are some
lie.
Fucking weirdos, yo. We are some weirdos. I'm gonna keep it real, yo.
Yeah, 2017 showed me a lot. 2017 showed me that battle rap fans are the weirdest motherfuckers ever, because the shit that they condone, I don't understand it.
And the crazy thing about it, yo, the story that's behind the most popular niggas is just disgusting. I mean, niggas homeless and niggas lying about their relationships.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, these are the niggas that y'all niggas are really embracing and donating, giving money to and all this shit. Like,
niggas is running off with, for example, B-Magic, I think it's just kind of disgusting that B-Magic is allowed to battle and he owes URL money.
So what do you think should happen? Think other leagues should suspend B-Magic?
Yeah, I feel that the money he's making for RBE, he should give a portion to that to URL.
You're definitely on drugs if you think ARP and them should give money because of URL. Why?
I think B-Mac. I think B-Magic. If when he gets paid to battle Born, I feel like he should give some of that money to URL.
Oh,
not
I got
ARP.
You. I mean,
yeah,
I got
not
you.
ARP. B-Magic, yeah.
But you don't think B-Magic done came across that money since he took that? I mean, come on now. If he was going to pay Beasley, he could have paid Beasley. And if he was
I just
pay
don't
him,
respect that. Like, if you owe somebody, you have to pay them. I don't like that. Like, that's about principle with me. Like, I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, totally unacceptable. But, it ain't nothing to some bosses, you know, Beasley and them ain't really, you know, I mean, Beasley got out on them. I ain't going front. Beasley went on them a little bit, but, you know, Beasley ain't get too crazy, you know. Them niggas going to make more money than
they
have.
They treated B-Magic right. Like, they used to get B-Magic. They was really pushing B-Magic. And for B-Magic to turn around and do that to them, that's some sucker shit.
J.O. said Battle Truth is a living legend.
Oh, you see, you know what? Nah, he's trolling now. J.O.'s trolling now.
No, J.O. doesn't troll. J.O. serious. J.O. means this shit from the bottom of his heart.
I would say, though, Battle Truth is the most hated blogger in history, though.
What were you going to say, Brother Jeff?
I was just going to say, if I had any doubts that wasn't J.O., I just got them all back. That is definitely J.O. It's not an imposter. I'm for sure now.
That's the devil's advocate.
I can't believe he said Battle Truth is a living legend. Like, wow. I'm shocked.
I don't know of another blogger that have had that type of impact, but it's just not been a positive impact.
Yeah, he's
like,
the most hated blogger ever.
I'm sorry. I mean, yo, I don't want to have 4,000 subscribers on my channel and all of them talking crazy to me every fucking time. Like, that shit is out of hand. Like, niggas just don't even watch his videos before they just hitting the thumbs down. This is crazy. Like
they were coming for his daughter. Like, that's how the hate is so real. They was coming for anybody around them is getting annihilated. Like, it's so bad. Like,
but they all facts though. They all facts. And
facts though. Yeah, facts.
I ain't gonna go there. I'm gonna be nice.
Now you
don't
go there. Like, how you?
Nah, go ahead. Go ahead.
How you blogging after that? Your daughter is literally trying to get your attention, but you're still blogging. Like, so the culture means more than your child. Like, I don't care about the culture. My child comes first.
Absolutely.
I try to tell my kids, sit down, shut the fuck up. I'm about to start recording, so hopefully I ain't had that problem. Like, I try to put that shit nip that in the bud off the top.
Yeah, like, then he spelled raffled wrong. Like, he's looking crazy.
No, I mean, but see, that's the thing. Like, my man can spell. He can talk wrong. I mean, he can lie. He can do whatever he wants, and it does not matter. His bottom line has not changed. I think J.O., Mr. Thumbs Down. He called him Mr. Thumbs Down. I call him Mr. Replay Value. He might be the GOAT. Battle Truth might be the GOAT, man.
Or Mr. Controversy. or Mr. Controversy. Nah, Seven. I think you smoking. If you think he's he might be the GOAT, you smoking.
Who's the best blogger? Who's the best blogger right now?
I think it's Jay Black.
Why? This is unbelievable. Why? When is the last blog you seen from Jay Black?
I'm going off of like history, and now like he has his own show now. He got so nice. He has his own show with Champion. He's basically the ESPN of battle rap. He's elevated. Like Jay Black. Like I grew up watching Jay Black's recaps. He's a fuck. He actually breaks it down. Like nobody breaks it down like Jay Black does. He breaks it literally down.
I mean, just tell me when the last blog you seen from Jay Black, because a show is not a blog.
It's been a while. Okay. So like, if we talk about right now. If you talk about right now, you can say
Jay Black to me is not a blogger. Jay Black to me is a personality now. I think he's advanced to another level.
Okay, I'll give you that. So like, who would you say? I would say maybe right now Caps, or maybe you say Rome DMV.
I would say Battle Truth.
Rome DMV.
Battle Truth has. I think Battle Truth is buzzing more than both of them.
Rome DMV.
My man Grill ain't letting that Rome DMV go.
No, Grill. I'm just naming the bloggers. Like I'm just naming, but me personally, the best blogger right now is Caps. I'll put Caps above Battle Truth because Battle Truth like Caps.
What makes Caps a good blogger? Because Caps just started blogging again. What makes Caps a better blogger than Battle Truth to you?
Because Caps have Caps is controversial, but he knows his shit. Battle Truth, sometimes I question if he knows his shit. He's just all controversy.
Okay. Got you. I got. What about Piper Boy?
Piper Boy
dropped
like,
a lot of exclusives.
Piper Boy,
he dropped exclusives.
He's like the scandal. He's like the scandal, like the scoop. He's like the battle rap scandal. Like if the secret pops out, it's coming from Piper Boy.
TMZ.
I watched the Sun God do a blog on Battle Truth, and he didn't even talk in this blog, and he bodied this nigga. He didn't even talk.
Yeah, that was a body bag. That was the craziest
thing I've ever seen. I've never seen a blog where a nigga bodied me, didn't even say a word. That was crazy.
Yeah, but it's so many bloggers now. It's hard to keep up now.
Grail, so you were, since you were being so disrespectful in the background, who is the best blogger right now to you?
Seven fucking Mitchell. Original.
Why, I appreciate it.
Did his own thing.
That's a fact.
Didn't piggyback nobody with no fucking handouts, no co-sign, no surfboard ride, no nothing.
Nothing.
I would give Seven this, though. You are the only one who has something original with the barography. I respect that.
I appreciate that. Salute to that.
That. After you have some nice catchphrases. I hope you copyright them because you know people like to steal.
We've been dealing with the copycat shit for 3 years. It's all good, man. But we on season three. You see where we at? But I don't know. I think Battle Truth is Mr. Replay Value. I think you're right. I think Angry Fan is probably the best blogger when it comes.
You're not giving yourself enough credit.
No, I mean, I don't really like to consider myself a blogger as much because I really don't, you know, once I stopped doing blogging and I went over to sports, I'm just getting back into battle rap. Like when I was blogging, I created the PG bloggers. There was no Battle Truth. There was no Piper Boy. Like these niggas came in.
Oh, yeah, we got to have a sports blog too because sometimes you be saying some outrageous stuff.
Yeah, but they when I came back, these guys were already doing their thing. Now, K-Doze is somebody that I think is underrated because he be bringing a lot of original content.
Yeah, he's very underrated.
Niggas just don't be about no drama. So, I, you know, that's what niggas, you know, the fans like that bullshit.
Is that West Coast thing? Is that he got that West Coast vibe? Like,
yo, but I appreciate that. Yo, I salute to y'all. Yo, I just I keep it a buck. But yo, like I say, yo, I've been in this shit since. I've been in this shit for like what 3 years, you know what I mean? So I don't watch all this shit go down. Everything that went down with Angry Fan, everything that went down with Chris, everything that went down, I've just watched all this shit now, you know what I mean, throughout time. But niggas are still here. And I credit Angry Fan because I mean the nigga took his radio show and he was able to bounce back. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas could bounce back from that. Let's keep it real. When his channel got took, some niggas would have just deaded that shit. So he bounced back and came back strong. So you know, you gotta credit that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What about you, brother Jeff? You got any bloggers that you really digging outside of the network?
Well, you know, I kind of know this Stephen Mitchell dude. You know, he all right, I guess, but you know,
outside of the network.
Oh, out of the network. Oh, I have no answer, brother.
Oh. Yeah, like it's like little cats out there that's doing anything.
Yeah, so, but it's every day is a new blogger that comes up though. Like that's why it's hard to keep up now. Like,
well, I think it'd be dope if niggas had their own lane. You know what I mean? Yo, I would be subscribing to these niggas just for that specific reasons. I would subscribe to Battle Truth because he's funny. I would subscribe to Angry Fan because, you know, he's going off. I would subscribe to K-Doz because he bring exclusive shit. I would subscribe to that person because he break it down in an analytical way. Piper Boy bring a lot of exclusives. Like, it seems like these bloggers try to paint a picture to their fans that if you press subscribe to the one channel, it's going to automatically make you unsubscribe from another channel.
But
and that's just
but
that's
low key though, in 2017 is the year of the bloggers though.
Yeah, that's but what does that say about battle rap? And then when you look at the stories behind the bloggers, ain't none of this shit credible. These niggas have been put out there living with women, putting out kids' business, being exposed for being broke, homeless, not working, fake family, fake names, fake everything, like stealing money, not doing good business. Like none of these media outlets ever really did anything really positive overall other than maybe Jay Black. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
But like it says a lot about battle rap. That battle rap is just going into like negativity is like the new positivity, and that's bad. But that's what happened this year. Like, that's what happened this year. Like,
gotta love it, y'all. Gotta love it. T7M Radio, man. This is the Culture Man. We definitely about to sign off. Salute to everybody on the YouTube's channel, live streaming again. Yo, if y'all on Facebook, we still gonna be debating, getting it popping, yo. So go ahead and join the T7M Ready Facebook debate group. Let everybody know that's the new wave, man. We up in there chopping it up 24/7. We'll be back tomorrow, 8:00. I already know the drill. Another show. Figure out what we break down tomorrow. Salute to y'all, fellas, man. Y'all stay safe until tomorrow. All
right, man. Salute.
The Culture with Stephen Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast. On T7M Radio, every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102. And follow us on social media at T7M Radio.